on Hearts of Space.
Coming up tonight at 11 on KRVS. KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
And good morning. Time once again for the Medicine Ball Caravan to roll here on KRVS. I'm Cecil Doyle. Got an hour of great music up ahead, and we're going to be talking to Vanessa Neiman of Gal Holiday and the Honky Tonk Review. They're going to be part of the Louisiana Crossroads series. That series of performances begins this evening in Lake Charles at Central School Theater at 7 o'clock. If you can't make it, just turn your dials to KRVS. We'll be broadcasting the whole event live this evening, and they will be performing tomorrow night and Friday at the Acadiana Center for the Arts at the James Munkus Theater. We'll be listening to music and talking to Vanessa Neiman of Gal Holiday in just a few minutes. We're going to start off with some good friends of ours, the Revelers, covering a classic Ruby and the Jewels tune that was done at La Louisiane Studios back in the day. But we begin with the newest by Rodney Crowell. Man, we've been having a lot of Johnny Cash connections and releases this week. Rodney Crowell has a new album called Tar Paper Sky. From it, this is A Little Fever on the Bayou.
Louisiana moonglow, way up in the sky. Oh, I love to see her come.
give it back to me.
That old Ruby and the Jewels classic redone by the Revelers, our good friends from right here, from their debut album, that was Kidnapper. And we began with Rodney Crowell with Fever on the Bayou from Tar Paper Sky, his brand new one on New West Records. It's 9 minutes past the hour, 53 degrees somewhat cloudy here on the campus of UL Lafayette. Right now, we're in the studio, we've got Vanessa Neiman. Vanessa Neiman is front person for Gal Holiday and the Honky Tonk Review, and they're going to be performing a series of Louisiana Crossroads performances beginning this evening in Lake Charles at Central School Theater. That begins at 7 o'clock, and you can hear it here, as I mentioned earlier, on KRVS. And welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So you're from New Orleans, right?
Well, I live there now. I've been there for 15 years.
Wait, where were you from originally?
I grew up in Western Maryland. And the family moved a little bit around the state of Maryland, and I came down in late 99 to check out New Orleans. I've been here ever since.
On your own, you just decided to check it out, or were you with friends?
Well, I actually was married at the time, and I came down for a job working for fashion designer Betsy Johnson, and had been doing big band and swing music up in D.C., and came down to New Orleans thinking that I was going to be like a jazz singer in New Orleans, and it didn't really work out that way. So, but yeah, been down for about 15 years.
Well, your musical direction took a detour. So,
yes.
What prompted you to start a honky tonk band, or was that someone else's idea that you, how did that come about?
You know, I started getting into rockabilly music in my late teens, and at the same time period as I was into big band and swing music. When that whole big band swing thing was happening again in the 90s. And I started discovering rockabilly music. I grew up with a lot of bluegrass, you know, but I listened to everything as a kid. And then the rockabilly music kind of turned into the progression of learning about country music, old country music. Mm-hmm. I realized that these rockabilly artists like Johnny Cash, Johnny Cash was country. And I was like, oh, he's country? Mm-hmm. You know? Oh, Patsy Cline, she's country? I didn't think of that older stuff as really as country music.
Right.
Because all I had really heard was the modern country that was on Clear Channel or Top 40 radio.
Right. Yeah, well, yeah. As many of us call it, the real country. And, you know, as you mentioned, Johnny Cash, many of those people, Carl Perkins, many of us started out they were rockabilly artists. And then eventually as they got older, I guess they mellowed somewhat, matured, and started doing the real hardcore country. And, that's a shame that nowadays that music is pretty much relegated to certain stations that deal just in that. And it's sort of lost its prominence. But anyway, you guys look like you're carrying the tradition on in fine fashion.
Yeah, we're doing our best. And, people said, we had a lot of people that said that the style of music wouldn't really work in New Orleans. But I called a lie on that. I just think, you know, New Orleans is one of those places. And Louisiana, I mean, you know, I live in New Orleans, but, you know, the rest of Louisiana I consider my home too, you know. And there's a lot of respect and regard for roots traditional styles of music, American styles of music. And there's a lot of roots music, obviously, especially in Cajun country. It's not necessarily country, but it has country roots.
Right. And, of course, you've noticed, there's a major difference between, like, southern Louisiana, northern. Once you get to central and northern, it's a whole different feel. And it's amazing. Like I said, it's one state, it's one area that you can actually go through different regions and just experience a whole different vibe.
Yes.
You mentioned the country factor. Pedal steel guitar tends to play a prominent role in your group. Who's responsible for that in your band?
Well, the pedal steel guitar on the album, our brand new album, is Last to Leave. Mm-hmm. The pedal steel player is a guy named Tony Martinez, mm-hmm. who we spent a couple of years traveling back and forth from California to Louisiana and playing around out west in those vast open spaces. And we met Tony in Phoenix, Arizona. He's from out there, and he's just a phenomenal player. He moved to Nashville a couple months before we recorded that album, and we decided to just bring him down from Nashville. So he's the guy on the album, but played for years, and on our first two albums is a fella named Steve Spitz, who's one of those pedal steel players, like so many of them, mm-hmm. who has a real job, a day job, and you know, can't go on the road and things like that. So, so we brought Tony down to be on the album, and we have a local guy named Richard Como, who is going to be playing with us for the Louisiana Crossroads series these next 3 days.
Have you played with Richard before?
We have not. We're looking forward to meeting him this afternoon. He has our material.
He's the most phenomenal pedal steel guitarist I've ever heard.
We've heard that he's the best in the state. And so we're looking very much forward to playing with him and hearing him on our material.
Well, that's a treat. Knowing that alone should prompt people to get out there, because if you've never heard Richard play pedal steel, it's otherworldly. I mean, he's really, really, really phenomenal.
Yes.
Is this the first record, or have you done other CDs than this one?
Yes, this is actually our third album.
Oh, the third one was.
Yeah, okay. Our first one was sort of a home, after Hurricane Katrina, we had a lot of fans that were just asking us for something to take home. So we did a little home recording, home studio recording. Our bass player, Dave Briette, used to have a recording studio, and so he did our first album in 2007. 2010, we got a Louisiana propane ad campaign for the state of Louisiana that paid for our second album, Set 2. Mm-hmm. And then this is our third one, Last to Leave, which was Kickstarter funded, crowdfunded. And this is our first mostly original album. The other ones have originals too, but this is 11 out of 12 songs are original.
Whoa.
So it's our first real kind of step in that direction, and we're very excited about it.
Well, it's called Last to Leave, and I guess we should start off with the title track. Anything we should say about this particular tune before we spin it, or just go to it?
I think it's pretty self-explanatory once you start to listen to it. It's really a song about, what the nightlife can do to you and your relationships. And so there you have it.
Okay, well, here it is, Gal Holiday and the Honky Tonk Review with title track to their latest release. This is Last to Leave.
I said I wasn't gonna stand here talking like this with the thoughts pouring out of my head. I said I wasn't gonna be here sitting around when I ought to be going to bed. Hours have passed and still I'm here singing this same old song, hanging with whoever, drinking all night long.
everything you need when you find yourself last to leave. So fly away, fly away home. Your bed's on fire, your husband gone. Four long years she was on his knees begging you to come home. Please, girl, please. Have you lost your path? What you looking for in the bottom of a glass? Everything you need when you find yourself last to leave. Last to leave.
Last to leave. Title track to the latest release by Gal Holiday and the Honky Tonk Review. And we're speaking to Vanessa, the front person for Gal Holiday. How did the name Gal Holiday come about?
You know, I get asked that question all the time.
Well, because I'm curious. Was that a character?
I come from a theater background, and I've always performed under a different name. I've mm-hmm. never just been Vanessa Neiman. I've been Lucky Butterfly, Little Butterfly, Butterfly du Jour, and now Gal Holiday. And Vanessa means butterfly, in case you didn't know that.
I didn't know
but,
that.
Yeah, there you go. So Gal Holiday was just kind of a stage name. I took the holiday from Billie Holiday, and I didn't want to be like June Holiday or some random. I just thought Gal was kind of a generic thing, and it sounds country. When you hear the name of the band, I think you know what you're going to get.
Right. Well, actually, I heard someone a couple of days ago, Gal Holiday, is that an all-girl group? Thinking it was like Gal Holiday.
There is another band from Boston called Girl Howdy. That's an all-female country band.
Yeah, maybe that's the connection they're making.
I also get called Gail a lot, which is interesting.
Maybe they think it's a typo because, you know.
Yeah, there's supposed to be an I in there. And sometimes I think it's just the accent, too. They hear someone with a thick kind of twangy accent say Gail Holiday, and then they think it's Gail. But it's not. It's Gal. That's right.
Well, it looks like you're the main songwriter on most of these tunes. When did you first really get comfortable with the songwriting thing, or was that something you've always done?
It's more of a recent thing. I've always written songs. I've always written poems as mm-hmm. a child, too, and as a child as well. But the sharing them with the group and actually bringing them out is a real personal thing. You know, obviously there's these songs and stories that come from inside you, and I've just recently become much more comfortable with sharing those. Mm-hmm. And I also think that as a songwriter, you know, you develop, you know, the more you listen to music and the more that you play music, other people's songs, you know, you develop. And so I feel stronger, I think, than I ever was before with my songwriting process mm-hmm. and with the actual final product that comes out is a lot stronger than it used to be.
Now, do you write most of your songs on a guitar, or do you play an instrument?
I don't. I don't play the guitar. I actually play the piano.
Okay, so
I've played the piano since I was about 4 and a half.
And sort of you kind of played for the group. And I mean, how does the process of the arrangement come about?
I usually have melodies that pop into my head, and or some kind of word and melody combination.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of songs come while I'm driving, or, you know, and then you pull over or you pull out the iPhone, or you try and not forget them before you get to where you're going, or in the shower.
Uh-huh.
Of course, they come at the most inopportune times when you're trying to fall asleep at 3 o'clock in the morning. And then I will take the song to the piano and pick out the chords for whatever melody I have in my head. Or if I hear some chords that I think is a kind of cool chord structure, you know, modify it a little bit and then find the melody to match that and pick that out on the piano. And so I come with a rough chart for the guys and a feel, and I'll sing a little bit of it. And the guitar players generally then help me. Dave, our bass player, also plays guitar and can help to kind of get that stuff out.
Did you ever have like a sound in your head and have to try to translate it to someone in a song? Or
yeah, a rhythm. Like, this is what I'm hearing in my head. This is what I'm hearing. That's not really it. That's kind of it. It's kind of got a Cajun feel, but not really. And then someone starts to play a Cajun beat. I'm like, no, that's not it. So, I mean, absolutely, it's, you know, it can be a little, it's a process. Mm-hmm. It really is a process. Songwriting is not just like, you know, the first idea that comes out is what ends up on the album. That's absolutely not the way it happens. Things go through multiple stages, often.
Mm. Well, anyway, well, it's sounding like this is a great effort, and I also noticed you do one. You mentioned all but one song, and
yeah.
you decided to cover a Pat Benatar song
yeah.
on this, and that's pretty interesting. And I've heard that you've done. I mean, it's total country with the pedal steel and everything.
Yes.
So
it truly is. It's like it's our bluegrass spin. That arrangement is by the guitar player Chris Adkins, who's sitting right next to me silently, nodding his head. But he did the arrangement on that song. It was given to us as a homework assignment by some folks from the Gambit down in New Orleans and the weekly newspaper.
Why did they ask you to cover
they,
a song?
Their award ceremony that they have every year. They do the Big Easy Awards, you know, for music. And their theme, I guess they were celebrating an anniversary, and they were born in the 80s. So they gave everybody 80s songs, and they asked, would you mind doing this song? And instead of just doing it literally, mm-hmm. I think pretty much every other band did the songs really literally.
Right.
We decided to do a different arrangement, and then we played it at Jazz Fest, and it got a great response. And it's just so like off the wall and different from anything that we do.
Yeah.
You know, and the arrangement came out great, you know, and it's a lot of fun to play. So we decided to just stick it on the album.
Well, anyway, the record's great, and I'm sure you can. Do you have a website that we can lead people to?
We do. It's galholiday.com, and that's just G-A-L, holiday with one L, galholiday.com. And there's all the info you need about shows and, you know, where to find the CD. And we're going to be at French Quarter Fest this year, which is coming up in just a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. And we'll also be at Jazz and Heritage Festival. They just released the Cubes yesterday,
yeah.
so we're very excited about that. We got a great time slot. So we're excited about that.
Well, we're excited to have you guys here for Louisiana Crossroads.
Yes.
Again, it begins this evening, 7 o'clock in Lake Charles, for our good friends, listeners out there. That starts at 7 o'clock at the Central School Theater. And as I said, if you can't make it, or those here in Lafayette who might want to see if they want to check them out here in town. They'll be on the air this evening, beginning at 7 o'clock. We'll be on from 7 until 9 p.m., broadcasting live, and then the show moves to the ACA and the James Munkus Theater for two nights, for Thursday and Friday night. So tickets are still available. You can give them a call at 337-291-1122 for tickets, or check out their website, Acadiana Center for the Arts. Just Google that. I'm sure you'll get the ticket information to see Gal Holiday and the Honky Tonk Review. Well, I'm so glad you guys were able to stop by. You are you going to be staying in town through this this 3-day event?
We are. We'll be here for a couple nights before we head off to Dallas. Airbnb, yeah. So is staying in an apartment here close to campus, apparently. And
yes.
We're looking forward to it. We love being in this area and playing up around here. So
well, we're glad to have you here. And
we're very excited about these shows.
Well, we're going to go out with another tune from the latest release, which is entitled Last to Leave. And tell us a little bit about this one. She's a killer.
Well, this is a pretty aggressive rockabilly song about a dangerous type of woman. We all know that we've all met this woman before. She doesn't really have a name, but we've certainly met her before out and about, I'm sure. And if you haven't, consider yourself, I don't know if you consider yourself lucky or not. But, yeah, she's a killer, all right.
All right, she's a killer. We're speaking to Vanessa Niemann, a.k.a. Gal Holiday, in the Honky Tonk Review. Thanks so much for stopping by. Again, this is from the latest album, Last to Leave, with a tune called She's a Killer.
Thank you.
A painted rose in a red dress, a night queen born of excess. She walks like a woman, she thinks like a man. She gets what she wants and she takes what she can. Boys, you better watch your heart tonight. We'll be right back.
killed. Always in danger till she's had her fill. You better watch your hearts tonight.
Holiday in the Honky Tonk Review here on the Medicine Ball Caravan. She's a killer. And we were speaking to Vanessa Niemann, and Vanessa and the group will be performing again tonight, Lake Charles Central School Theater, live here on KRVS, 7 o'clock. And then the show moves to Lafayette at the ACA for a Thursday and Friday night performance. You're listening to the Caravan here on KRVS. Speaking of the ACA, they also have a show happening this evening. Singer-songwriter Mark Cohn will be performing tonight at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. Tickets, I'm sure, are still available. Again, that number is 337-233-7060 if you're interested in making that performance. Next up on the Caravan, we've got a trio of new releases. We're going to hear something new from the Dex Romweber Duo. They have a new release called Images 13 that we'll get to. And we'll also have the new one from the upcoming album by the Black Keys. But first up, this one will hit the market on April 22nd. It's a new album by an artist named Drake Bell. The release is called Ready, Steady, Go. And this is his cover of a Kinks classic.
Boom, 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 boom.
The tax man's taken all my dough and left me in my stately home, blazing on a sunny afternoon. And I can't sell my yacht, he's taken everything I've got. Now all I've got's this sunny afternoon. Well, save me, save me, save me from this squeeze. I got a big fat mama trying to break me. And I love to live so pleasantly. I live this life. Run off with my car and gone back to her ma and pa, telling tales of drunkenness and cruelty. Now I'm sitting here sipping at my ice cold.
We'll be right back.
Music there by the Black Keys. It's called Fever, and it will be featured on their upcoming album that will be called Turn Blue. Before the Black Keys, Dex Rom Weber duo, duetting with Sarah Rom Weber on drums. They were doing that guitar drummer thing before Black Keys and all those other folks, Dex Rom Weber of the Flat Duo Jets. The new album is called Images 13, and we heard Roll On. And we started off with Drake Bell doing the Kinks classic Sunny Afternoon from his new album that will be out in April called Ready, Steady, Go. This weekend in New Orleans, Saturday night, in fact, there'll be a free show at the Howlin' Wolf in New Orleans, sponsored by Tobacco Free Living. And it will feature Boss Kloss and Brother Deej. And here they are. From How to Kill a Horse, this is Brother Deej doing the river here on the Medicine Ball Caravan.
Yesterday's tomorrow as tomorrow is today. The day after the next one, so little seemed to change. You might milk an empty feeling and sorrow that it brings. A circle in the meaning, don't know who, what to blame. Someday, some way, the river knows something you don't. Yesterday's tomorrow as tomorrow is today. And the year after the next one, so little seem to change. Well, the first, the last, the leaders, the lost along the way. Trouble up in between us got to bend before you break. Someday, some way, the river knows something you don't. Yeah, the river knows something you don't. Yeah, the river knows something you don't. One, so little seems to change. You might
Don't cry.
Approaching midday and laying in our big brass bed. That's the group Brass Bed, A Bullet for You. They've been nominated for 2 Big Easy Awards. I think it was announced in the last couple of days. They're up for Best Rock Band and Best Album, and that's The Secret Will Keep You, the latest from Brass Bed. Before that, Boss Kloss doing Dump Trucks from their Love, Food, Sex, Peace album, and Brother Deej with The River from How to Kill a Horse. Deej and Boss Kloss doing a free show Saturday night at the Howlin' Wolf in New Orleans. We're going to close out with another track. This week we're featuring tracks from the 1967 recording by Thomas Edison's Electric Light Bulb Band from right here in Lafayette. Their tapes have been revived and restored, and it's out now as the Red Day album. We're going to go out with a track called Alexander Graham Bell. The Caravan was produced live in Cypress Lake Studios. I'm Cecil Doyle. Have a great day. We'll do it again tomorrow. Hit it, Thomas Edison.
1, 2, 3, 4. I make up in my mind. waiting for a call. Such a companion.